Air Canada plane goes off runway after landing in Montreal. An Air Canada flight arriving from Los Angeles went off the runway after landing in Montreal on the afternoon of July 9, according to the airline. The airline said no injuries have been reported, noting that the Boeing 737 MAX had 156 passengers and 6 crew members aboard at the time of the incident at the Montreal Pierre Elliott Trudeau International Airport. Flight AC-774 arriving from LAX on July 9, 2026 landed normally at Montreal International Airport. After exiting the main runway, the aircraft sustained a taxiway excursion and stopped in the grass. No injuries are reported, Air Canada said in a July 9 statement to the Epoch Times. The spokesperson for the airline said all passengers and crew were deplaned and taken to the terminal via shuttle buses. Plans are being made to tow the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft to the hangar where a full inspection will take place, Air Canada wrote. Air Canada is undertaking a detailed investigation into this incident and will work with relevant authorities to determine the cause. Officials at YUL told CBC one of the two runways at the airport was closed as a result of the incident, causing delays, and advised passengers to check for any changes to their flight details prior to going to the airport on July 9. NAV Canada, which provides oversight for Canada's civil air navigation system, also informed the Epoch Times that they had put in place traffic control measures in order to safely manage arrivals and departures, noting that weather conditions on July 9 were also contributing to operational complexity and delays. Operations at Montreal Trudeau were affected this afternoon due to an aircraft disabled near one of the runways, a spokesperson for NAV Canada explained. The situation remains fluid, and delay impacts will vary by flight depending on airline schedules, routing, and overall traffic levels. Travelers should check directly with their airline for the latest flight-specific information. The Transportation Safety Board of Canada said it has sent a team of investigators to the site of the incident.